This is New England Public Radio News. Joe Comerford, a write-in candidate, has won the Democratic primary for the state Senate district covering the Upper Pioneer Valley. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports there's been nothing typical about this race.
This wasn't your garden variety state Senate campaign. It began when longtime Senator Stan Rosenberg resigned in May following a scathing ethics report released after his husband was charged with sexual assault. The resignation came 2 days after the filing deadline for new candidates. Only one, Chelsea Klein, had filed in time to get her name on the ballot. Three other candidates, Steve Connor, Joe Comerford, and Ryan O'Donnell, scrambled to alert voters on how to write their names in. Comerford's campaign even mailed out stickers with her name, only to later ask voters not to use them. Campaign worker Lily Lombard.
That has the potential to gum up polling counting machines.
As it turned out, writing in names wasn't the biggest problem. Knowing which seat candidates were running for was, says 63-year-old Joanne Makowitz, who voted in Northampton.
It was very confusing. I didn't know where I was supposed to write in Joe's name or, you know, anyone.
Confusing because the ballot uses the very formal title, Senator in General Court. And poll workers aren't supposed to help, according to Lynn Sibley, the town clerk in Whately.
We aren't supposed to lead the voter in any way. You know, telling them which race the write-ins are running under would be leading them.
But in the end, many voters figured it out, and turnout in some communities was huge for a primary. And the candidates, even those who lost, say they're still committed. Surrounded by her campaign workers last night, Chelsea Klein says she's called to do social justice work.
I'm supposed to be looking out for vulnerable people, for sure. And I don't know exactly what that will look like next.
At a nearby bar, as election results rolled in, Joe Comerford stood with her supporters. Until recently, she was campaign director for MoveOn.org and is used to pushing powerful people from the outside.
Our organizing has transcended an election, transcended me as a candidate. It's become a movement for change.
And after this unusual campaign season, Comerford is now well on her way to Beacon Hill. She has no Republican opponent in the November election. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen in Northampton.